DJ Momo.
I'm DJ Tomoko.
Hello Tomoko, what is today's topic?
Today, we are going to focus on very famous singer, Elton John. Please enjoy our program for a while.
So first of all, please introduce about Elton John, Tomoko.
Yeah, okay. Elton John was born on March 26, 1947, in Pinner, a suburb of London. His real name is Reginald Ness Dwight. He started to play the piano when he was 4 years old and was awarded a scholarship to the prestigious Royal Academy of Music when he was 11 years old.
Wow, he's a genius child.
Yes, I think so. And when he was at school, he started the activity of band. And in 69, he debuted by album Empty Sky. And your song, which was in second album, made him a star. Since in 72, his 7 albums recorded number 1 in all over America continuously. So he became a most successful singer-songwriter in 1970s. He constantly released albums for over 30 years. He is one of the best entertainers of today, who is acknowledged about attractive life. He is also known with eager effort of charity, for example, ecology and crusade against AIDS. Candle in the Wind, which he rewrote for funeral of Princess Diana, hit all over the world. In 1998, his years of exploits were admitted. He was given a title of knight by the British household. He dealt with music in movie Friends 71, and in Tommy, he appeared oneself and played a pinball magician. In 1904, he dealt with music in Disney movie Lion King.
Oh, he received Academy Award, didn't he?
Oh, you know well. Since then, he's also active in music of movies and musicals.
Thank you, Tomoko. He is a very good singer and be awarded a lot of prize. However, he also had bad experiences because he was gay.
Today, we invite professor in our school music, Yumi. She is well informed about European music.
Welcome to our radio, Yumi. Please start explanation.
Hi. I'm here to explain about cultural background through his famous song, Your Song. This song is very slow and soft, but it has a big power to struggle against discrimination. When this song was released, there were a lot of discriminations about sex and race in his country. Prejudice against gay is one of the discriminations as well. In 1970, people in weak positions such as blacks, women, homosexuals, and lesbians stood up and took action to improve it. So Elton John, who is gay, wanted to appeal that he was be proud of himself even people look him hatefully. He didn't keep a secret and married to David Furnish. Of course, both of them are male. In his song, Daniel shows Elton John was gay clearly. I think your song is based on his thoughts of love.
So, your song also shows his thought of gay?
No, I don't think so. This song doesn't have specific word hinted to audience he is gay, but we should grasp the idea of this song correctly. This song symbolizes that people in weak positions struggled so hard in 1970s.
Thank you very much. John has been struggled because of his identity as a gay. I suppose that's why he brought off such feeling on music. Next, I attached his music. As you know, he's one of the most successful rock musicians. and his popularity is in a class with Elvis Presley and the Beatles. John pulls off a little bit of country, soul, folk music, and jazz, and R&B folk of choruses. That's why his rock music is very colorful, and some of his songs could be, say, pop music. So it's accessible many, many people around the world. Let me talk a little bit of his strange song. And he used to play glam rock. Do you know what glam rock is, Tomoko?
Musician wear flamboyant clothes on the stage, right?
Yes. They did unisex style and wear heavy makeup. Glam rock is played in the 60s and 70s. It's mostly English phenomenon. Queen and David Bowie is a famous singer playing it. John commented later, I used to do the glam rock because to cover shy character.
I see.
So, next, today focus song is your song. Now, another guest is coming.
Here is the manager of John's homepage in Japan.
Thank you for coming, Saho. I want to ask you about your song. What's the song like?
This song is sold in the 1970s and became big, big sale.
Yes, it's very, very famous song.
I'll tell you about this song's word. This song's lyrics were written by Bernie Taupin. Taupin's lyrics are sophisticated songcraft and it doesn't fall up beautiful composition. Bernie Taupin had grown up in countryside of England, and he has sometimes based his lyrics on his experiences. This is love song, you know. This, in the first part of the lyrics, the man who fall in love with someone are dreaming marriage. It imagines the words, I'd buy a big house where we both could live, and potions may be love potion. He really wants to catch someone's heart. He expressed the feeling for making love song that give to her. The words of how wonderful life is while you are in the world express his strong passion with her.
Such a beautiful love song.
Yes, and he sings the song playing piano. He plays piano melody strong, which makes this ballad song more attractive.
Yeah, in fact, he's the first-rate musician who elevated the role of piano. Thank you very much, Saho.
Then let's listen to this beautiful song. Remembering what we said, here's your song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words sins. Well, it got me quite cross, but the sun's been quite bright while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, those are the sweetest guys I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind what I put down in the words. How wonderful life is while you're you're in the world.
Did you enjoy? Now it's time to go end, but before that, we have a good news. If you answered quiz we are going to announce now, you can get CD with John's yield sign.
Oh, it's a really rare item.
The quiz is, what is the name of his first album? And there are three choices. A. Daniel. B. Empty Sky. C. Pinball Magician.
Please guess it and send a letter on the answer to our radio. Be sure to write your address, name, and comment to us. We are waiting for many letters.
See you next week. Bye-bye.